All right, it's 9:06. It's the Frank Show. Don't forget tomorrow, KLPX presents the 11th annual Autism Walk and Resource Fair, April 1st at Keno Sports Complex. Join Larry Mack and the KLPX staff for the largest autism event in Southern Arizona and take home a wealth of autism information. All proceeds remain local and benefit the Arizona autism community. You can log on our website, klpx.com, to get more info on that event. All right, our next guest is sitting right next to me. His company is Sparkle Grill Cleaning. It's Eric Larson. Eric, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm glad you're here. So you came to my house Saturday morning, March 18th. There was a knock on my door at 9 a.m. I told Sherm the story earlier. I'd forgotten that you and I had arranged for you to come to the house. And when I heard that door knock at 9 a.m., I thought, those kids down the street, it's too early for them to come over and play video games with the boys. What's going on? Do you remember my reaction when I opened the door?
Yeah, you didn't know who I was.
You're like, who are you?
Yeah.
Why are you at my house?
I was like, hello? He goes, I'm here to clean your grill. I'm like, oh, that's right. Sparkle Grill Cleaning, you got into this franchise, well, like a year ago, right?
That's right.
Yeah. And you were kind of like looking to make a life change, get away from the corporate world, because, I mean, it's not the greatest environment to work in, is it? Like, after a while, it kind of wears you down.
Not really. It's pretty stressful.
Yeah, yeah. So how did you discover Sparkle Grill Cleaning?
It just seemed like a good business to get into, something that was affordable.
How did you discover it, though? Like, I've never heard of Sparkle Grill Cleaning until you came around.
Well, I just saw that there was a need for people to get their grills cleaned. I know mine's filthy.
So it's like a franchising opportunity.
It's a franchising opportunity.
Yeah.
And the franchise is based out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
And I contacted the president of the company, and we talked for a while, and it just seemed like a great thing to do.
Right. When you were doing research on what kind of business to get involved in, and Sparkle Grill Cleaning comes into your circle of awareness, I know for me, my very first thought was, that seems like a lot of hard work. And it is, isn't it?
It is hard work.
Yeah. It is hard work. You know, when you and your son Kyle were at the house on the 18th, I believe you got there around 9 and kind of started working around 9:30, right?
That's right.
And I kept peeking out my window all morning long watching progress. And I got, like, immediately I got a sense of what kind of work you're talking about. What's the average time to clean a grill?
With two people, about 4 hours.
Okay. You were probably there around 5 or so, I think. I think it was like around 1:30 when you guys finally got out of there.
Yeah.
And now, when you were at the house, Eric, I told you that my grill was so filthy that I'd started having thoughts about maybe it's time to get a new grill.
That's what a lot of people think.
And I was going to say, that's probably a common story that you hear.
And they just stop grilling on it because it's so filthy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
Right.
It doesn't work properly.
Well, I told you, like, I would put burgers on and the whole grill would catch on fire.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's no fun, is it?
Get back, kids.
Well, you know what it is, that all that fat buildup, right?
Yeah, fat and grease.
Fat and grease buildup, yeah. Has there been a grill that you've looked at and you've just said to yourself, ah,
you're like, this is going to be a two-day job?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah? Tell me what that grill looked like.
It was so caked on with carbon and grease, I almost turned and walked away. It was one of those grills where, you know, I made the appointment online, or not online, but over the phone.
Okay, yeah.
And I had not gone to look at it prior. If I had, I wouldn't have done it. But I still got it done, and I got it done by myself in about 7-8 hours.
Were you cursing the whole time?
I wasn't happy.
Like, son of a flippin' farm.
But I'll tell you what, it turned out great.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy was so pleased.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and as was I. Sherm has posted the before and after pics of my grill on the Frank Show Facebook page. If you go to the picture section, on a scale of 1 to 10 of filthiness, where would you put my grill, Eric?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
No, you didn't. I didn't know I was going to ask you that.
I knew that.
It just came to me just
now.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't pre-planned or anything.
Well, that's what most people like to judge it on. Yours was a solid 8.
Oh, it was.
Oh, see, that I
bad.
A 7. Yeah. Wow, an 8.
So what was the hardest part of my grill? I think I know, but go ahead.
Cleaning the firebox.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at that hood right now, and that is, there's something just caked on.
So let me tell you.
There was something caked on.
Let me tell you about this hood. When you open it up, for years, I assumed, well, the paint job on the inside of the hood's starting to peel. And so when air comes to the house, I open it up and I go, look at this, paint's peeling. Yeah. It's probably like flaking off into the food, and it's not paint.
No, it was carbon buildup that was starting to peel away.
Carbon buildup.
Yeah, it looks like a chimney. It looks like the inside of a chimney.
That's exactly what it looks like. So it's not paint. That's good news for me. It's good news for my family. But now the carbon buildup's all gone. But the firebox, an aluminum box is more difficult to clean than a stainless steel box.
Yes.
Is it because the metal is softer?
Yes, it's more porous.
Ah, okay. So there's some science to it.
There is.
Yeah. Do you have special solvents that you use for different metals?
No, I use one type of, it's a degreaser, it's not really a solvent.
So you're just using Dove?
Something in the middle between a solvent and Dove, yeah.
Liquid detergent, right?
It's a strong detergent.
Eric and his son Kyle were at the house, and while they were working on my grill, I was doing peeks through the blinds. They've got horses with tables set up. Eric's got an umbrella to shield him from the sun.
Well, it's hot out, yeah.
It's a workstation.
Yeah.
Kyle was a power... What was he doing to my grill? He was grinding on it.
He was grinding the grates, your cooking grates.
Yeah.
I got a drill that wire wheels mounted into, and that's about the only way that you can get all the carbon and grease off your cooking grates. I mean, you can soak them in solution.
Right.
Wait for 2 hours, and maybe it'll come off, maybe it won't.
But you really got to grind.
You got to grind.
Yeah, and it also gets any kind of rust spots off or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, because
it gets it down to the bare metal.
With my grills, yeah, okay, I'm gonna go to like Ace and pick up whatever degreaser and a little wire brush, and it just does not do anything.
That's not gonna work.
No, not at all. I'm like, I give up after like 20 minutes because I'm lazy.
It's Eric Larson. His company is Sparkle Grill Cleaning. You can log on to their website, sparklegrill.com. Will it take you to your Arizona location from that website? Or
You can get to the Arizona location through that website.
Okay.
I also have my own website with a special address.
Oh, what is it?
It just has the /AZ after it.
Oh, yeah. SparkleGrill.com/AZ
yes.
/Tucson.
I'm not sure if it has a Tucson.
That's what it's got in front of me right here.
Oh, I'm not seeing that.
I'm just going on what it says. 6 hours of hard man labor cleaning your man meat machine. You gave me directions after you finished with my grill. You told me to soak my grate in vegetable oil. What does that do? Or not soak, but kind of layer it.
Yeah, just take a paper towel, put some vegetable oil on it, and just wipe it down prior to putting your food on.
Oh.
Another easy way to do it is just buy some vegetable spray.
Yeah.
Or Pam.
Right.
And spray it before you put your meat on the grill.
Oh, see, I've always done that before I put meat on the grill, but I was under the impression that you were saying it does something to kind of protect the grill.
It conditions the metal.
It does.
Especially with your grill, you have cast iron cooking grates. So
is that good or bad?
It's
neither.
It's okay. I mean, it's just that, you know, it's not as high quality as stainless steel.
Oh, right.
But, you know, the vegetable oil gets into the pores of the metal and helps condition and prevent rust.
And then when you do that before you put your meat on, it keeps your meat from sticking to the grill, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it helps you to scrape it off after you're done grilling.
Right. Because before I learned the trick with the oil before you put the meat on, I'd try to flip a burger, and then, like, the bottom half would just stick. And then it would fall through the grates and catch on fire. And then I curse.
Yeah.
And then my mother-in-law's angry because there's a little bit of pink in the middle.
And then you have to go to McDonald's to feed the family.
Well, I think I ended up going through the In-N-Out drive-thru that night, actually.
You don't want to do that.
It was always when family was visiting that I would like really try to, you know, show off my grilling prowess, and then I would get it wrong. And I would just curse and sweat.
Now, Eric, what kind of repairs do you guys do?
We do all repairs of all brands, and, you know, basically I have not come across a grill that I can't fix.
Well, you almost... Well, okay, so the on my grill, my igniter switch was dead.
Right.
So I had to use a fire stick to stick through a hole all the way deep down near the pilot. You said that you and your son had gone to Ace to look for a part. You couldn't find it, but then you had something, so you were able to rework my igniter switch.
Yeah, I had a leftover part in the truck,
yeah.
And it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
And actually, I think it's a better igniter than what you had.
I know it is. I can tell, because the other one felt flimsy, and this one's nice and solid.
Yeah.
So I got essentially a brand new grill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my igniter switch fixed. And you got to look at the pictures. Log on to the Frank Show Facebook page and see the before and after. Eric's got Sparkle Grill Cleaning. You can log on to sparklegrill.com/AZ/Tucson. Here's what I told Kelly in our office, because Kelly introduced the two of us. I said to her, Eric is the grill manufacturer's worst nightmare.
How's that make you feel?
Great.
Yeah, right?
Perfect.
Because I was at that point where I was thinking, it's time to get a new grill. And then you came along, and then I don't need to get a new grill anymore. Not only do you do repairs and cleaning, you do maintenance and all that stuff too, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get you over, because there's a part of the back of my grill where the flame should catch, where the gas goes across, mm-hmm. where it's totally broken out. So I can use the switch on the grill to light half of it, but then I have to get the fire stick out to light the other half.
All right, no. Your crossover is broken.
Exactly.
I can put that back in place and have it working just fine.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a crossover.
I didn't either.
But the way Eric diagnosed your problem, he yeah. kind of did it with a shrug and an eye roll.
Yeah. Like, that's easy.
Like, oh, well, yeah, I got that one, no problem.
2 seconds.
That's right.
There's also a coupon post on the Frank Show Facebook page and the KLPX Facebook page. It's $30 off any grill cleaning from now until April 30th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, very nice. The grill cleaning, extremely comprehensive. Eric dismantles much of the unit to get to the nitty-gritty and then reassembles to get your grill the cleanest possible. You repair broken grills. And those are broken grills with an approved warranty service as well, correct?
Some. Not many.
Right.
There's only a few brands that are under warranty.
I see. Okay.
And it's linked to the original owner as well.
Oh, okay.
So if you can prove you're the original owner of a specific type of grill, a specific brand, then you will get the warranty.
What's the brand that does the warranty?
Lynx.
Lynx. Oh, okay.
That's one of the main brands.
Never heard of them before. L-I-N-X?
L-Y-N-X, yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Very nice grills.
What else? So, long story short, your grill's filthy. Maybe you're thinking about getting a new one. Don't do that. Call Eric at Sparkle Grill Cleaning. You're going to get a grill that's better than new. That's what I got. I got a brand. It looks better than it did when it was brand new.
And you can get it for a fraction of the cost.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because I think my grill brand new a decade ago was close to $900.
That's right.
Nobody really wants to spend that kind of money on a new grill, you know?
No, not at all. Especially built-in grills, they can range in price from, $1,200 to $5,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the whole built-in grill thing, we didn't even really get a chance to touch on that, but does that count for a majority of the grills? Or because, people with built-in grills don't... getting to it to clean it's not easy.
No, it's not. And basically, everything is self-contained
right.
in my system.
Right.
So I don't make any mess at all. It's all contained in my shop vac.
Yeah.
I don't have to pull the grill out. I can clean it right there on the premises.
Right.
In the mount.
Well, your shop vac's seen a lot of gross, burnt, crust up food, hasn't it?
That's for sure. Got to empty it daily.
How many grand total of burnt pieces of beef? How many pounds of charred beef would you say your shop vac has sucked up in a year? Is there any way of quantifying that at all?
I would say at least 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I got to say more than that. A ton. Maybe. I'm going a ton.
A ton, okay.
Eric Larson, his company is Sparkle Grill Cleaning. Get in touch with him. Have him come to your house. Have him work on your grill. You're going to be amazed.
Yeah, look at the before and after pictures. Like, I'm really shocked how clean your grill is now.
I know. And this isn't... I feel bad telling you this, Eric. I still have yet to use the grill yet.
Oh, no.
I would have used it that day.
I know. That was my intent.
I said, later, Eric. Well, I got to go to the store and get some patties.
You got me on the first day of vacation. So we were like in packing mode. We were taking boys to Anaheim and stuff. So, but I promise I will get to it this weekend.
Yeah. And don't forget the $30 coupon online as well.
Oh, yeah. Go to the Frank Show Facebook page and look at the pictures, the before and after pictures of my grill, and you can find the coupon there as well. Eric, it was a pleasure having you in. Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
And thanks for coming over and cleaning the grill, too. That was super awesome.
My pleasure.
Yeah. It's Eric Larson from Sparkle Grill Cleaning. We'll get a break. It's 9:22, and do some headlines in just a few moments. It's the Frank Show. Don't go away.